This is Twit.
So I thought it'd be kind of fun if we would try and do something different on the show today. Usually we have multiple cameras. Usually we have multiple cameras in a studio, but we're not in a studio. I'm at home. So what I'm going to do very quickly, just because we have to do a little technical producing here, is I'm going to flip cameras.
Should we vamp
What's going to happen when the screen goes dark?
What I like is that this is Flo not only, you know, providing really strong editorial content here, but also some tech ops. You know, she's not afraid to get her hands dirty with USB cables and plug things in and out as needed. And, you know, and potentially adjust settings in Skype, because Skype likes to pretend like it knows exactly what you want as soon as you plug a device in, which is something that we like to laugh about.
Yeah. Doing this stuff on the fly is amazing. I mean, just like I've tried doing like basic stuff on the fly, doing live with like ODB, I think it's called. Yeah. And like I've tried to even just play intro music while I'm talking, and it was always a dumpster fire. So just the fact that you're even trying this,
When it comes to cameras and microphones, I'm afraid to even touch the USB connector. Like I've got everything working. Just leave it be.
It's working. Oh my word! Just leave it alone. Yeah, totally. Yep. But we got you back, Flo. It sounds like, anyways.
There we go. Look at that. Cool. Well lit as well.
Yeah, that is the sunlight. Thank you, California.
Look at that shadow. Flo, can you turn down the pink?
I cannot. I can't do that, Ron, because everything is physically pink in this room.
For our audio listeners, Flo has switched to a second camera that is on the Oppo X2 Pro box, but it is sitting on a lovely desk that is made up of light pink and dark pink, what look like bears and foxes. next to a hot pink key mechanical keyboard. So
which you got for me.
Buy you that was much more expensive than it should have been. that key that I bought for you. Use your mind's eye. Try to picture a light pink field of dark pink bears and foxes and a phone box sitting on top of it. Flo, take it away.
All right. So I brought for you a literal hands-on, because all I can do with this camera is go hands-on it. And of course, do mind that I don't have my manicure right now, because again, we're on lockdown. And so this is how we're doing things. So I brought the Oppo Find X2 Pro. Now I'm going to be playing with this phone for a little bit. I'm going to be playing with this phone alongside the new OnePlus. So this is going to be fun, because they're basically cousins. They're from the same town. They went skateboarding together in the suburbs, and they kind of just grew up like hanging out. And so I'm really curious to see what this phone, which is being sold everywhere but the US, is like, especially because it's kind of purported as a alternative to the Samsung phone, the Samsung flagships. So a couple of basic specs as I open this box. Inside of the phone, there's a Qualcomm Snapdragon 865, 12 gigs of RAM, 256 gigs in the Find X2, but in the Pro version, there's 512 gigs. In-screen fingerprint reader, 5G support, which we were just talking about. No micro SD card reader or a headphone jack, which is kind of a bummer, and no wireless charging, but there is fast charging. And those of you watching on the video screen, I do apologize. It's on a webcam, so it's probably going to be in and out of focus as I move the phone. Thanks for bearing with us. All right, so the big deal about this Oppo is actually its display. But before we talk about that, let's talk about the backside, since I got to start this thing up and... You know, I want to show you this really pretty backside. So let's see if I can get this phone started. This is like first generation, first days YouTube unboxing right here.
Yeah.
Like level. So, hey guys, I'm at home. In my room, my parents are cooking dinner. So on the back here, we have cameras. So the Pro has three of them. a 48 megapixel main, a 48 megapixel ultra wide, and a 13 megapixel periscope telephoto cam with 10x hybrid zoom, along with a pure digital zoom up to 60 times. So not as much as the new Samsung ones with 100 times, but you know what? That's fine. But I would argue 60 is quite enough in this day and age. By the way, the regular Find X2 has just a 12 megapixel ultra wide, but it still has that 48 megapixel main and that 13 megapixel telephoto on the back. As you can see, it's in this nice, not quite cascading like that LG one, but it's just kind of stacked on top of it. And there's a lot of details on this backside that I just kind of want to point out. First of all, this is vegan leather and it feels super nice to the touch. I mean, this is really nice and soft. I don't know if you guys remember, I think it was the LG G4, if I'm correct, that had those swappable leather backsides. Oh, come on, webcam. Don't make them sick. It was going in and out. So I don't know if you guys remember that leather, but that leather, it was, I mean, it was premium leather. It was real leather and it smelled like it, but there was just this smoothness to it that felt kind of like a little too much sheen. And this one just feels really nice and soft, just really comfortable to the touch. This is not something you would put a case on. This is totally something you would just wear bare out in the world. It has nice little like accents, like this Oppo logo on the back. It's got like this gold metal side. You can't really see it with this webcam. And I apologize because it really is pretty in person. But I will take some beauty shots for it next week so you can kind of see it more like through the SLR. And it's in Catalonian. I need to change that language. Anyway, a couple more details just to show you here. I'm going to try and have the webcam do this for me. So the bottom grill is just like really pretty. The SIM slot is kind of like this oval shape versus... Oh, it's
out of focus, sorry.
Yeah, I know, it's super out of focus.
You had it for a second, go a little bit lower. There you go. Wait, no, lower. Maybe move around. There you go.
It's probably just going to rack.
Listen, everybody, this is a first-gen YouTube video. We're trying something new here. Bear with me.
This is great radio, by the way.
use your mind's eye, everyone. Use your mind's eye for being out of focus.
Yeah, use your mind's eye.
Yeah.
At the top of the smartphone is this really nice like indent for speakers, and then it has like the punch hole camera on it, which is pretty neat. I think it looks great. And the big thing about this, now I'm losing my train of thought just because I'm on this screen and I don't really want to be on this screen. Let's see. So as I'm kind of just starting it up here real quick, we're going to agree to some user terms of services because I do want to. Okay, thank you. Burke's helping me vamp. I do want to get this thing on Wi-Fi and kind of show you real quick what the display is like. This is a completely live setup, by the way. I have done nothing to this phone except charge it enough to get it on the show. So the big deal about this display is that it's a 6.7-inch 3168 by 1440 AMOLED display. So you just decide what you're doing as you're updating. It can pump out 120 hertz no matter the resolution it's at. So this is a little different than what the Samsung phones do, which it only works at 120 hertz at certain resolutions. So this is a super sharp display along with a 240 hertz touch response rate. So lots to kind of look forward to there. I don't think I'm going to be able to set it up for you right now because I do have to copy over a bunch of stuff. I just want to do a little more beauty shots at the back here just before I let you go and just kind of give you a tease of what is going to be a full review of this next week. I am going to take it out. I'm going to take pictures with it, try that zoom. I'm going to compare it to the OnePlus's phones. My OnePlus 8 just came in today. I do want to just quickly tell you the price, even though this is not being sold in the US, this is being sold everywhere else. And I know we have an international audience. So it's about 1,130 USD or around 1,000 euros for the regular Find X2. And then this version, the Find X2 Pro, is 1,350 USD or about 1,200 euros. So just kind of take that into consideration, some of the things that you're missing out on. But, you know, if it catches your eye, I mean, this back right here is... This back and the gold chrome edges, like, I mean, this is a phone that you'd want to just put in a shadow box on your shelf.
Is the pleather Mateo certified? Do you know?
No, because it's not Makodile.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's only registered for Makodile certification. So,
okay.
But, right. I would be surprised to feel some Makodile that feels this smooth. So, Mateo, if you're listening, I dare you to challenge me.
Wow, the gauntlet's been thrown.
Should also point out, you mentioned the display, 120 hertz, mm-hmm. and also 1440p, mm-hmm. and 240 hertz touch response. That's all identical to what you get on the OnePlus 8 Pro. There's a lot of similarities here between the two.
Yep. I did go through the specs. Okay. So yeah, that's the Oppo Find X2 Pro. And I'm going to switch back to my camera while you guys go on to the next thing.
Well, we look at the screenshot of the website.
This was so seamless. It was almost as if it was planned. I mean, it was planned, but like this worked very well, Flo. Good job.
I tried something new.
And this is another phone. I mean, no surprise after looking at, you know, at the OnePlus 8 coming out and seeing the different colors and looks and stuff like that, and knowing the connection between Oppo and OnePlus. But this is another example of a very nice looking device coming out of these companies and coming out of China.
It's also very big. God, these phones are just getting bigger. This is it next to the V60. Like,
hey Flo, put it next to your head. Put it next to your head. It's I don't know if the phone's enormous or you have a small head.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
For those listening on the audio version, Flo is holding both phones up to her ears and vaguely looks like Princess Leia with cell phones. So use your mind's eye to imagine that.
I just realized I'm completely missing the opportunity to do my hair like sci-fi characters, but I digress.
Hey, you got time.
I know. Like I said, we've got time. I'm at home. So I might as well.
You can make it happen. Yeah.